Mid-skill jobs pay well, but they do require post-secondary training. Some companies find it hard to fill available positions even in a recession. Tim Sullivan is CEO of Bucyrus International. The company makes mining machinery. During a recent expansion, Sullivan says Bucyrus teamed up with the Milwaukee Area Technical College to offer a program for welders. 1,300 people applied for it.
None of them, zero, had any skills whatsoever in welding. Of the 1,300 applicants, the vast majority did not have a high school education.
Sullivan says Bucyrus would like to expand further, but the dearth of trained welders is a big question mark. Many laid-off workers are going to the state's technical colleges to retrain themselves. Dan Clancy is the Wisconsin Technical College System president. He says demographics show the potential for a shortage of mid-skill workers when the economy recovers and as baby boomers retire.
There will also be a decline in the number of high school graduates in Wisconsin. So we really need to emphasize that services have to be there to meet the needs of working adults.
Enrollment in technical colleges is up 15% this year, but despite the need for worker training, programs are feeling the strain. Federal money is running out, forcing some workforce development boards to put people on waiting lists or to deny new applicants. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.